Well, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of In the Pocket with the great man, Peter Spider Everett. And he was a superstar on the football field and an even bigger superstar, I reckon, off the football field. Spide, as I say, a very good evening to you. All thanks to Palmerbet, might we add, too, mate, looking magnificent. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, really good. Look, loving life at the moment. Everything's going really well. The footy is interesting each and every week. Things are thrown up at us and we just sit there and go, how? And then you kind of review it and go, yeah, we understand why. But I tell you one thing last week, I had a look through and Palmerbet, they're getting their lines right on the money. It's a couple of points either way. When we saw that, they had Brisbane at minus 72 and there was only a couple of seconds left. And what happens? They kick a goal and put it into minus 75. So, yeah, it cost me a little bit there, but, you know, they're right on the money. But this is what we love about footy is these ones where you just don't quite know who's going to get there.
What about your Gold Coast Suns too, Spide? That was like a little mini upset against the Sydney Swans last week. How good are they going? They're going along nicely, aren't they?
Well, a win like that, and, they've beaten Carlton. But, you know, when you start to follow horses and, you follow footy teams, they've actually had the wood over the Swans in Sydney for some time. They do really well. They match up very well against the Swans. They give themselves some belief. That small ground really suits them, a bit similar to Metricon. So, look, they're playing Freo in on the Gold Coast this weekend. I know we'll get to that game later on, but they're every chance. They just need to be a little bit fraction more consistent to win some of those games where you expect them to win and they get blown away. Like, you know, when they got done against GWS, when GWS weren't going that well.
Hey, what about the Dockers? They're the real deal, Spide. We just got to tick that off now. They are the fair dinkum outfit, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they had so many out. A lot of people questioned them. They had the hardest trip in football, Geelong and Geelong. They ticked that off. And then they had a few with COVID go down. And then we thought, okay, this is going to be the real telling. Now the interesting story is, do you bring Nat Fyfe back into that team? Mm. Because they're a team now that are settled. They know how each other's playing. They all have confidence. Who are you going to take out of that team? Yeah, he's a Brownlow medalist, but are you going to upset the apple cart for this? So
he's got
to
say
something.
He's
going to come in.
Oh, you can sit him in a forward pocket or something. He's going to kick you three goals. He's going to take 10 marks. And
I understand that, but then do they get Nat Fyfe wary? Mm. You know, when you take out, you know, when Buddy first went to Sydney, started straight going down Buddy, then they've got to work out other avenues. And then he slots in and just plays his role. So you've got to be very careful when you bring these superstars in. They've got to bring him in. But, you know, it's just an interesting, you know, just watch this space.
Now, listen, let's go to the bottom of the table, okay? The Palmerbet boys have come up with a market right down the bottom, North Melbourne and the West Coast Eagles. So the team with the least amount of wins for the season. Oh. So the Kangaroos are at $1.90. This is where you probably don't want to be in the betting if you're a football club. And West Coast at $2.75. Is the $1.90 for North Melbourne kind of a double your money kind of bet? Is that where the money goes, Spide?
Well, you know what? If they're whinging after the coach gives them a spray,
yeah, what's absolutely. That all about? What is that all about?
Oh, that's what we love about football is those emotion, those passionate sprays that, you know, the coach has just fed up and he comes in. If you've been beaten by over 100 points, you're going into that change room absolutely knowing you are about to cop an absolute spray. Now, I remember when Blighty, he wasn't our coach at the time, but he left the coach's box. He just went home. He has 3 minutes. I can't watch this. I'm going home.
Who gave you the best spray during your football career, Spide? Which coach?
Oh, Blighty wasn't bad, but Stan Ells used to throw chairs and, oh, it was funny. It was entertaining. And what I loved about it, because it was in the 90s, you're able to go to the pub and have a few beers and then a few players will reenact it around about 11:30 that night. And, yeah, it was hilarious. We used to love it. So, look, yeah, I think West Coast, if they get it all together, you've got to realise they're missing a lot of players. Yeah. And they're not going to be out the whole year with COVID. I think, you know, the stats are you get COVID, you won't get it for the next 3 months. So you'd think the back end of West Coast this season is going to be okay. They don't need a rebuild. They've got quite an older list. But North Melbourne at the moment, they're the ones, I think, $1.90, double your money. West Coast will win some games at home at the back end of the season.
Now, Spider, the West Coast boys, I think it was 7 of them ended up at the nightclub. How many games would you have missed back in your day for going to a nightclub after a game of footy?
I've just done the maths, and they got fined $5,000 each. So over my career, if I look around about $500,000 in fines for going to pubs and clubs every Saturday night, every Sunday night. It was and you know what the disappointing thing for me there is that there was only seven of them. If you're a team, there should have been 34 of you. In the 90s, absolutely in the 90s, if we went out to a pub, and this is why North Melbourne was so good, you'd see 40 North Melbourne blokes all out together. And that's what footy clubs are built on. So I reckon, I know they're going through a tough period, but they're clutching at straws, giving them $5,000 each. Come on.
Yeah, come on. We've got to go out and party sometime, surely. Got to go.
Absolutely.
You only live once, Spider. Hey, listen, what about Brownlow medal betting? Crips is obviously, that's where all the money, 35 disposal game again on the weekend. He's currently our favourite, all thanks to the boys at Palmerbet at $3. Lockie Neal's out to $5. Andrew Brayshaw, $7.
Yeah.
He's been the real mover. And Petrarca, sorry, at $8. Clayton Oliver at $9 bite. Which way are you going? Where are you seeing the Brownlow betting at the moment? Because this is when things start to kind of heat up and firm up a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I still reckon Jack Steele, if they can win enough games, the Saints, he's still worth a couple of bucks. He's up around 15. Andrew Brayshaw now, he was in at $8 if you watch the game over the weekend. And by Monday, he was in at $7. So there's a bit of money for Brayshaw. I don't mind him. You know, Freo, they're up and about. Crips, it's just, as you say, it's that time of the year now. The next 5 or 6 weeks are going to determine. You get some really good, solid games in the middle part of the year, and that can set it up for you. But, gee, I'll tell you what, Crips is looking good. The Blues are looking good on the back of Crips. But at the same time, you only need a Kerno or to kick five, and then suddenly a couple of votes go his way as well.
Yeah, and you got Walsh too that's going to take votes away from Crips.
Yeah.
He's the possession getter. And I reckon you hit the nail last week with McCluggage up at the Brisbane.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Lockie Neal's had a sensational year, but McCluggage he's starting to get noticed a fair bit more now, isn't he?
Absolutely. I told him he should get dreadlocks or dye his hair blonde and he should be out of pole because he does. He consistently gets at 20, 25 possessions. He's a solid, he does, consistent work rate. I like him. I've got a couple of bucks on him already early. So him and Brayshaw are my men and Jackie still at this stage.
Yeah, love it, mate. Get on the Palmer bet, Brownlow betting. Let's have a look at round 9 action. I can't believe we've played 8 and we're heading into round 9. Some cracking games this weekend too. Looking forward to getting your thoughts. Starting off with Collingwood taking on the Western Bulldogs. Marvel Stadium Friday night, head-to-head to Pies 248. Bulldogs $1.54. Now, at the line, Collingwood plus 10.5, $1.90. Bulldogs minus 10.5, $1.90. This is a big, big game of football, especially for the Western Bulldogs side.
Well, I'd pretty much say for both. Collingwood's been questioned all week. They've been, Darcy Moore's been questioned about his attitude. I would never question Darcy Moore's attitude. I think what role he plays for Collingwood is fantastic. They did come out firing. They've really let laps over the last few. So for me, Collingwood really need to respond and respond quickly. The Bulldogs, though, they just continue to go, don't they? They know how it doesn't matter if the Bond's not getting it, Libba steps up, Caleb Daniels. There's so many players that just step up and deliver each and every week. So for me, if I was having a look, I'd go Libba 20 plus. He's has been playing in the midfield, but then he gets his little pinch hitting in the midfield. He'll get you 20 possessions. Norton's always going to kick two. His set of hands is the best you've ever seen. So he'll kick a couple of goals. And for me, I reckon the Bulldogs. So take it either way you want. They'll win by over the line. So the Bulldogs with Norton and Libba, that's the way I'm looking.
Yeah, right. Hey, what about this game at the MCG? The Tigers were good there last week against the Magpies.
They're up.
Lynchy's on fire at the moment too. Dusty's back. Doesn't he look good? I think he's been boxing with big Paulie Gallen, they tell me, and he's looking super fit as well too. But they're just the Tigers are going to give some sides some headaches. And if they could happen to just sneak into that final eight, they're just a team spider that you wouldn't want to play.
No, that's right. And with Dusty back, and I saw his new tattoo on his lower back, the Harbour Bridge. So not that he might be going there. I don't know. I'm not making any assumptions
if we
at
can
all.
Get, if we can get Toby Green or something in a swap, mate, it would not, I'd be happy with that. He's won us three premierships, mate. He's won three Norm Smiths. Dusty, we'll get Toby. I'm happy.
Oh, okay. Oh, look, yeah, it was great to see Dusty back. What a day. What a moment in football. And as you say, the forwards kicking big bags. We haven't had this for quite a few years, and it's fantastic. You see, five, six, seven goals. The forwards really up and about. So, again, I reckon Richmond will take care of Hawthorn. Hawthorn won't go down without a fight. I think Sam Mitchell was really disappointed the way they allowed last week's game to get away from him. So, stick with Lynch to kick three or four. Rewalt will kick three or four. One of them will have a day out. The other one will just kick a couple less, but they'll at least kick two or three each, and that's how I like it.
No, I'm liking
it. Load up on them.
Little Willie Rioli's doing too. He's a ripper. Head-to-head, so 261, the Hawks. Tigers $1.50 at the line. Hawthorn plus 12.5, $1.90. Richmond minus 12.5, $1.90. So going to be a very, very interesting game at the MCG. We turn our attention to Saturday, 2:10 p.m. Bloodstone Arena. It is the North Melbourne Kangaroos taking on the Power. They are coming. The Port Adelaide Power head-to-head, $5.80. The Power, $1.14. North Melbourne at the line, plus 33.5, $1.90. Minus 33.5 for the Power at $1.90. They are building. They were under siege about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The Power, they have just strung a few together, mate, and they're going to come home with a wet sail.
Well, I reckon they've gone back and looked at a lot of the teams that have been able to do it. Sydney did it, and a couple of other teams saying, you know what? Even if we lose at the start of the season, it's what happens at the back end of the season. And as you say, they're starting to just slowly get their mojo back, starting to get their footy. I still reckon Powell Pepper is, I don't think he's Brownlow material, but gee, he's had a cracking year. He's personally changed a couple of those games around for him. He's been fantastic. He's my new man crush, Powell Pepper. I'm all over him. I love him. So, Port Adelaide, even if it is in Tasmania, I think Port Adelaide, 40-plus, you can go every way. North Melbourne at the moment, they will fly the flag for the first quarter, but I think, just that consistency of a hard-fought four-quarter effort, Port Adelaide are up and they're ready for the challenge.
What about the next game? This is going to be an absolute cracker. Your Saints taking on the Geelong Cats at Marvel Stadium. Saints play Marvel well for mine. They're $2.23. That is the value. Geelong $1.66 at the line. St Kilda plus 6.5, $1.90. Geelong minus 6.5, $1.90. I reckon the Saints are an absolute Monty here, Spide.
Well, I said that when they played Melbourne last week, and they got dished up a 40-odd point loss. Yeah, they're 30-something points down and up at quarter time. So, look, which Saints are going to turn up? Absolutely, they can beat Geelong. But, gee, you'd love to be able to bet about 5 minutes into the game. Hold it off, and then just go, because you just don't know who's going to run out. But
They'll have them for leg speed, I reckon. They'll be too quick over there.
And that's
Marvel.
And if they are, you take King to kick two, you take Higgins to kick a couple, and Steele to have 25-plus. For me, Geelong are still going to be – they're just a great side. They've got good mids, good forwards, solid back. Yeah, they might be a little bit top-heavy, but you know what? Under the roof of Marvel, it doesn't rain there. It's beautiful. So you know the conditions are going to be perfect. Everyone's in a good frame of mind. So, I reckon, on with you. It's going to be a cracking game. I'm going to take the Saints mainly with my heart, not my head. But for me, I'd be looking at quite a few player different multis. But Higgins and King definitely will kick a couple each.
Nah, Saints are an absolute moral for mine. Hey, Sydney Swans taking on Essendon Saturday night at the SCG. This is a big game for the Swannies. They were disappointing last week against the Gold Coast Suns. $1.30 they've come up in the Palmerbet markets. Essendon at $3.56. That was one win for the ages last week against the Hawks.
Yeah.
That was like the 84 grand final when Leon Baker turned it on, Spidey. Can you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. Every Bomber supporter's been telling me all week, okay, let's not discuss Hawthorn. Let's not chat Hawthorn. Just trying to crank it up, trying to say how good they are. They've beaten the team, and Hawthorn were disappointed towards the end. But you know what? The Bombers did it without a few of their good players as well. So you know what? They've rebounded, but they're facing probably one of the toughest challenges. Sydney on a rebound, they would have got roasted during the week. They don't lose too many like this. and they would have got absolutely roasted. Big Johnny Longmire, the horse, would have been in them during the week, and I'd be cut loose. I'd be cut loose on Kennedy, Blakey, Heaney, all these blokes getting 20, 25 touches because they will absolutely run ragged this weekend.
Yeah, generally, Sydney Swans and Essendon games are pretty close. They're pretty tight over the journey. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. I reckon the confines of the SCG will play into Sydney's favour.
I remember I made one mistake. The ball was coming into Essendon's forward line when we were playing, and I was playing for Sydney, and I punched the ball through for a behind as the after the siren. So that means they get the point. And Sheedy walked down, he walked past me, and he goes, "You'll lose by that point today." And we lost by that point.
Fair dinkum.
100%. And that was at quarter time. And yeah, the coach didn't let me forget it. Bruzy did not let me forget it after the game, trust me. That so they do, they have some crackers. But I'm going with Sydney.
Righto, mate. Adelaide v. the Brisbane Lions, Saturday night over the Adelaide Oval. It'll be rocking over there. Head-to-head, the Crows, $4.10. Lions, $1.24. At the line, Adelaide, plus 25.5, $1.90. Lions, minus 25.5, $1.90. Lions just getting the job done, mate, at the moment. They're just workmanlike in their performance each and every week.
Yeah, I think the Adelaide Hills starting to come down, unfortunately. Yeah, they had a really good start of the season. Unfortunately, now, not the wheels are falling off, but they're just finding it a little bit harder. They just haven't got the depth and they haven't got the hardness of the footy or the consistent footy as a Brisbane. And Brisbane, as you said, they are getting the job done at the moment. Doesn't matter what the conditions. It was putrid there last Saturday night and they still got the job done convincingly. So when you look at Rayner, he is in fantastic form and he's demanding the footy, coming off a knee reconstruction, kicking multiple goals. He'll do that same again. Zorko, McCluggage, Neil, you've got these players. Yeah, they're actually really good to watch. And the hardest thing for us is now you're waiting for so long, you're waiting to see how they perform in the finals. We know they're going to win games during the home and away. How are they going to come when it comes to... Yeah, but then how do they play come September? That monkey on your back, that's the demons they're going to find. But at the moment, Brisbane won't lose that.
No, they won't lose that game, mate. GWS v Carlton, Sunday, 3:20 at Giants Stadium. Head-to-head, the Giants, 2:23. Blue Baggers, $1.66 at the line. GWS plus 3.5, $1.90. Carlton minus 3.5, $1.90. The Blues, $1.66. The Giants were disappointing last week for mine. They're just up and down.
Exactly right. But would you confidently put your money on Carlton?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't spoil. No, I couldn't.
You can't. This is a really tough one. And it's both teams who turns up. You know Toby Green to get into him and can absolutely cause an upset off the back of off his own boot. But, you know, you've still got Cripps and, you know, the big forwards. I still reckon Carlton will win. Carlton really need to win this. And if they win this, they are absolutely every chance for top six, maybe even a top four. So I'm going to stick with Carlton. I reckon they got too much to lose to not go to GWS and deliver something really important this weekend. So to the Blue Baggers out there, Lygon Street's going to be going off. I'm going to stick with Carlton.
The Ferraris will be out in force.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go. I reckon the Giants will upset. That's a game that the Blue Baggers will lose. There you go. I just reckon the Giants, Cole, Jekyll and Hyde. Toby Green to kick 4 or 5 and turn it on against the Blue Baggers. Final game, Sunday night, 5:20, Optus Stadium, West Coast taking on the Might of the Demons. $14.40 on their home deck. If you had seen the market at the start of the year for this contest, Spider, I'm tipping it wasn't $14.40 for the West Coast Eagles and the Demons $1.02. That is unbelievable.
It is. And how wide do you want to go? How wide, you know, like to try and get some value in a multi, how wide do you have to go? Yeah, I think, yeah, they'll win by 40 plus. It is over in West Coast as well. So don't get too confident. Even Melbourne's going to be missing big Maxi Gawn. So, you know, Ruckman down, spilling the Nick Nat Nui's out. But look, West Coast have got a couple others coming in and, you know, they've been fine. They've been dragged through the mud during the week. Well, they'll have a bit of a crack. I feel sorry at $14. You know, if they offer me something like a 100 points at $7. Absolutely. You'd take it every day of the week. So I think, you know, you've got to look at the different opportunities. Yeah. But I don't think they're going to be blown out of the water. Melbourne's a very, very good side, but I doubt that they're going to be blown out of the water. Remember, the last time Melbourne played on this round, they won a premiership.
That's right. Absolutely. The line's interesting, +6.5. That's a big line, isn't it?
But it's a big line for $14 too.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big, you know, at $14, a two-horse race, you'd expect the line to be 90.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was, I think, last week when they played Brisbane, the line was at 72 and they're paying about $8 to $10.
Yeah, there you go.
So there is a little bit of confidence there that West Coast will get within the money. So for me, push that line out a bit and I'll have a little bit of that at $1.90. Absolutely. So I think West Coast will get within that, I'm going to say 12 goals. That 72 market, same as last week against Brisbane, I reckon they'll get within that.
Gold Coast v Fremantle spot at Metricon Stadium. This is going to be a sellout. What is a sellout at Gold Coast, mate? 1,500? How many can you...
20, no, they say there's 13,000 every week, but it fits 25,000 unless Queen or Guns N' Roses are playing, where we can get 40,000 into the... But they're not playing. That's Freo and the Suns. But look, I actually, you know, this is going to be a huge challenge, and I'm a massive Suns fan, and... Yeah. You know, what they were able to do last week in Sydney, they'll take a lot of confidence away. As I said, they've had some really good wins. They've had some, you know, bad losses. But this against Fremantle, two young teams, a really great challenge for them. They play better at Metricon. It's going to be wet. It's going to be slippery. It's going to be really interesting to see. And we know one thing. Freo are really hard at it, and they're really good all over the ground. Yep. The Suns are very hard at it too. They have a crack. Their tackling pressure is fantastic. Their pressure's, yeah, is great. So for me, I don't know which way. I'm going to go. I'll take, what's the Suns head to head?
Head to head, 277. Dockers $1.45.
And what's the line at?
The line's at +14.5.
Oh, I'd probably just take them head to head. The Suns, I'll take the Suns head to head, $2.70. I'll be over that.
In good nick, beat a good side last week. Dockers are due to have a quiet one. You would imagine, at some stage they're going to have a flat game, aren't they?
Well, it's a six-hour flight into, the Gold Coast is miserable at the moment. We haven't seen blue skies for about 5 days.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So for me, I really like the Gold Coast Suns.
Righto. I love it. Now, listen, give us your super-duper Spider Everett big special multi. What do you got this week, Spide?
Yeah. Listen up. We'll kick it off. And this is why I got you back onto the Freo and the Suns. The Suns, I'm going to take them head-to-head.
All right, head-to-head, yep.
Yep. Brisbane, I'm going to take McCluggage, Neil and Zorko, all going to get 25+. They'll run a right.
Right, eh?
Okay.
What odds are we looking at there for them? Like to get, are they, what are they sitting at?
I bet.
60 or something?
$1.40.
Yeah.
Between $1.30 and $1.60. Yeah. Richmond, I'm taking Rewalt and Lynch to kick 2+ each.
Ooh, yes.
I might even push it out to 3.
Yep.
And I'll take Sydney at the line. So Sydney versus Essendon at the line.
Yep.
We'll give you $1.90, and that will give you around about $21.
Beautiful, Spide.
Not a bad bet. Great bet.
Beautiful, mate. What are we having on at a pineapple?
Oh, yeah, just something to keep, just to keep the beggars away from the door, the people knocking on my door asking for my rent each and every week, or my missus wanting something, just something to keep me quiet.
Oh, I love it, mate. And gamble responsibly. That's the key. Gamble.
Absolutely.
And just, have a bit of fun. I love what Palmerbet are doing. And they're putting up different markets each and every week as well. There's plenty to see. The app's so easy to get around and navigate as well. So download it. And there's plenty of goodies in the bookies bag and that there as well. So it is very, very simple. Before I go, Spot, are you growing?
Yeah.
Can I kind of tell tonight? Is it a little bit of a goatee or is it a mustache? What do we got here? What do we got going on?
I'll be honest, my missus is away and I could not be bothered shaving. So she's away for another she's away for another week. So all I've got in the fridge is beer and dim sims. That's all I eat. I sleep on the couch so I don't have to make the bed, and I shave the day before she gets home.
Beautiful. When's she back, mate?
Saturday. Saturday night.
So you get, will you get to the footy? That's going to be the key. You're going to go and see the Suns and the Dockers?
Absolutely. Yeah, if junior footy's been cancelled everywhere around the Gold Coast because of the weather and all the cancelled grounds are closed at the moment. So if junior footy is cancelled, I will be at the Freo versus Suns. And we didn't cancel the footy last week, and I do have to quickly apologise. If, look, North Melbourne, if their coach has to apologise to their players, to my Southport Sharks under-16s team, the spray I gave them at quarter time on the weekend, I maybe said a couple of colourful words where I know you're only under-16s, I apologise.
Oh, mate, the old Southport Sharks. What a football club. What an organisation up there. Yeah, Kurt Nicholas, Big Barra. Have you ever come across Big Curdy Nicholas? Is he still fighting around the Southport Sharks?
Yeah, they're with the senior club, so they have a lot to do with the senior footy. So they're going all right there. But the same thing, like, so many games have been cancelled and postponed everywhere, but he's still floating around.
Good. Love it, Spider. Great to talk to you, mate. You go and enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your dim sims, your beer, your little couch fest, mate.
And absolutely.
When the missus gets home, mate, just have that shave, big fella, and she won't
know. Yeah.
And hopefully she's not watching this.
No. Just gamble responsibly when your missus is away.
Correct, mate. Hey, have a great weekend. Mate, it's going to be a ripper.
Cheers.